The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at hearustalk.com/whoishe.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Let's get this shit going. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And hey, it ain't a goddamn bad thing if you're downloading this from djnewstyleshow.com. In fact, I encourage you. I encourage you to tell people to do the same. I encourage you to do as I've done and get a bald friend. Similar, might I add, to our buddy here with us as always, your friend, my friend, and we could be friends, Germ Freak. Germ Freak,
hey, what's up?
Nice. I like the enthusiasm.
It's fake.
Of course it is. Like everything, like every emotion out of you, I think it's fake, unless it's boiling anger.
Listen, I know you got complaints, but I do miss the song. We used to play a song in the beginning, and I do miss that because it used to get me generated.
So why can't you just turn a song on while you're coughing and sneezing?
Because I liked hearing it with the intro and everything, and you know. But
okay, so let's get this straight.
Here, I mean, let's be honest.
Can I boil it down for you? The reason why we don't have a fucking song at the beginning of the show.
I know why
anymore?
You don't put it on.
You tell me why. You tell me why
because
we don't have
people
it.
People will be like, I ain't gonna listen to a fucking song for 33 minutes. What's the point?
That's a good goddamn reason to do it. So the fact that it gets you juiced and pumped up, maybe you could supplement the fact that we don't need it by maybe listening to your own fucking copy of Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians. Whatever the fuck gets you pumped up. What gets you in the mood? What if I were to say, Frank, you know what? We're gonna do a show tonight.
I was listening to Kids Bop before.
Kids Bop? Is that where the terrible children sing their
cover
awful
songs?
They do cover songs with fucking unconventional instruments like jugs and fucking tambourines.
Yeah.
And it almost sounds like Lady Gaga.
Absolutely. I enjoy it very much so.
Which song were you listening to from Kids Bop?
I don't know where it goes tonight, so not singing Dale. Got to play, oh. Gotta move. Yeah. That song by Teo Domini.
Yeah, Teo Domini.
Teo
Domini and Mommy the Destroyers.
Right, Teo.
Awesome.
Don Teo or something. I forget his name.
From the Vagabond Souls. Very good drummer. Very, very good drummer. So, Frank, how are you doing, buddy?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I almost dropped my soda.
God forbid your glass of calories hits the rug.
Home Depot had a sale on 12 packs of Mountain Dew, and I am doing the Dew because Diet Mountain Dew is one of my favorites of all time, and I'm doing the Dew right now.
So you go to Home Depot, and what you buy, instead of maybe, I don't know, a scraper to get rid of your Star David wallpaper, you get cases of Mountain Dew.
Right, right.
So you go to Home Depot.
It was at the end cap, and I figured, what the hell, and I'm enjoying it.
What else did you buy at Home Depot? What else did you buy?
I had to buy some weed removal instruments.
What employment? Frank, I think what you should do is not shop for beverages at fucking hardware stores.
Don't even start, because you're the one who has a significant other who goes to Walgreens to buy 6 packs of whatever because they're on sale. All right, so I want to talk about that.
Walgreens doesn't sell cement and fucking any bolt imaginable. Okay, you're doing your grocery shopping at fucking Home Depot. It's not right. You actually, it's almost a cock tease for Donna. You're like, where are you going, Frank? I'm going to Home Depot. Oh, my God. He's going to fucking fix something for once.
I used to have a contractor about 15 years ago, and he used to say, this is how he used to say Home Depot. Home Depot.
Oh, was he from another land, Frank?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. What land was he natively from?
I think it was from Puerto Ricano.
He was from Puerto Ricano.
Right. Puerto Rico.
Maybe you shouldn't be.
You know what I heard?
You know what? Switch to regular Mountain Dew. The aspartame is fucking boiling your goddamn synapses.
I heard that President Obama was the first president like ever to visit Puerto Rico. Is that true?
I can't see how that's true.
How the fuck could that possibly be true? I don't know.
Maybe the first to campaign there. I don't know. We need our buddy Gambit, who knows way more about presidential trivia than you.
We met Gambit.
We did. Unfortunately,
he was a little high strung, but we met the old geezer.
Gambit's a bit. He was a bit of a jumpy man.
He was a bit like jittery.
Okay, so here's a little clarification coming in. Steve the LARPer saying he was the first in 50 years to visit Puerto Rico, which still...
That surprises me.
It does surprise me as well. What? No love for PR there, GWB? What's the matter? Ronnie doesn't want to go down there? None of them? I don't know. Yeah, I think they receive the candidates for like the campaigns, but their vote doesn't actually fucking count. I don't know. What have you been up to, Frank? Have you been doing anything differently? Because I'm trying to do some new stuff. I'm trying to take advantage of this fucking weather.
Well, it's been shitty here, so there really wasn't much to take advantage of.
It's been shitty there.
Well, it's rained today. Did it rain
did
over
it really
there?
Rain by you? Oh my god! Yeah. A weather system from within an hour apart. Who would have guessed? Well, we've been having pretty good goddamn weather, and I'm trying to take more advantage of summer, because all too often you realize, hey, it's summer, and then you realize, hey, I've just squandered the entire summer. I didn't do a fucking thing. I ate a couple burgers on Labor Day, and that's it. And so now I'm trying to get outside more. I'm trying to, you know, do more things.
Well, you call me. You seem to like almost call me, and you're always walking your dog in the park.
I am. I've taken to the park now. Every day after work, I take the dog out, and there's like a mile and 5/8 track that I can. It's for bikes, but I just walk it, and I take Teddy there in several shit bags, and I engage in dog conversations with other dog owners. I people watch, and I occasionally talk to you about what we're going to do on the show. Didn't do that today, but I did have a conversation with someone who was a fellow dog owner, and I realized I did something. And you know what? I wouldn't change what I did in this conversation. They approached me first of all. That's what you need to know, Frank, because Teddy's a very, very handsome dog. People find themselves taken with him. So this dude said, hey, it's a very nice-looking dog you got. And he's walking his dog, and I just said, thank you very much. And that's it. That was the end of the exchange.
Right, and why
I wouldn't change it in a million years. What am I going to do? No, you too. It's a beautiful dog. Well, it wasn't a beautiful dog. It wasn't a handsome dog.
Well, neither was your dog, but the guy's just trying to be nice because he feels sorry for having that mangy fucking rat thing you have.
No, here's the rule, Frank. You never compliment somebody facetiously as the first move. That's always the backup move. Like, his dog was hideous as shit. It had matted fucking shit globs in his little dog asshole. And I didn't lie.
That close that you looked at the dog's asshole. All right.
He had it shaved down for the summer, Frank. That you ever do that to your dog? You ever shave it down and then all you can see is dog ass?
Yeah, I like looking at that.
It kind of is intriguing. It's almost like, oh my god, the goddamn groomer.
I like to
must
see
have
that
shoved
the dog,
something in there.
I like to see that the dog has a clean ass because I think it makes him feel good. You know, knowing that his shit isn't dribbling along the hair.
Oh, so you know that it doesn't get caught up in there. There are
right,
no dingleberries.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, you like that.
I like that because, you know, but my dog, you know, I have one dog now, and
yep.
he's And by the way, well, let me get back to that. I don't know. I had something bad that I was going to think of. But
what were you going to say? Tell me, please.
I feel, you know what? I don't want to make a joke out of this because it's really something. It really broke, you know, for a couple weeks I was really broken up about my dog's death.
Yeah, Sophie's dead. Sophie died.
But
Sophie died and you got her cremated?
Yeah.
And you have a little pouch of dreams and hopes now.
This is what I'm going to say is really awful right now.
Okay, what?
And please, God, Sophie, I love you so much. Please forgive me. But when I opened up her ashes, I smelled it, and it smelled like good barbecue.
It smelled like a barbecue pit?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe that's the key to good barbecue. If all the good fucking barbecue pits double as pet cremation services. If you remember, I'd like to kind of prompt back to an episode of Married with Children where they revealed the secret behind the Bundy grill. And that is because he never cleaned the ashes out. And that's how he could make such a great burger. Well, maybe dog ashes are the key to getting that smoky, goddamn Kentucky fucking bluegrass taste on that set of fucking ribs. It smelled like good barbecue, or did it smell like barbecue chips? Like, whenever you get chips and they say it's barbecue, they show that fake clay chicken wing with the grill marks and that fucking sauce.
It just smelled like barbecue, and it didn't, you know, it had that mesquite smell to it.
You know what? If you were worth your salt in the goddamn kitchen, you would mix that in a fucking Cuisinart.
You know,
you would stir it into something and fucking put it in a saute pan.
You know, you were talking about flavored potato chips.
Yes, I was.
Huh?
I was.
Yeah. What are you a fan of the barbecue potato chip?
I'm not, because it doesn't taste like real. It doesn't smell like Sophie does now, which is what I'm getting at. Sophie is real fucking applewood smoked flavor. Like the kind you'd get in a Cracker Barrel country breakfast.
Country breakfast.
Yeah, whenever it says BBQ flavor, it's never good. It's just the idea of more spice, like spicy ketchup. That's what it tastes like.
When you're describing barbecues, do you tend to spell out the word barbecue, or do you put BBQ?
I've been known to put BBQ.
Okay. I write the word barbecue out to let people know that I know how to spell barbecue.
You type it out?
Yes.
Congratulations. Wow, you really you mastered that little fucking.
Well, I want people to know that I know how to spell barbecue. Yeah. I don't just use the abbreviation because a lot of people will do that because they don't know how to spell it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Frank? You're not really impressing anybody. Maybe there's a second grader who got a fucking 99 on a spelling test. Who's like, so that's how you do it. Gee, thanks, Frank. You're not doing anybody a favor, and you're not getting you're not getting kudos for spelling it out. And by the way, you're probably typing it with a phone that has autocorrect. So it's doing the work for you once you, like every time you try to text Barb. It almost asks you if you want to talk about ribs. It just converts the word.
Do you know that, speaking of my texting, and I text on my car.
Yeah, and you drive while you text.
Right. My car, this is how fucking lazy I am. My car, I have, I got a gift card to Starbucks for my birthday from somebody.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And I've been getting the fat-free Frappuccinos. The fat-free ones, mind you, not the full force.
Do they have fat-free Frappuccinos? Those are like the sugary milkshakes that they have.
It's fat-free.
Yeah,
I order the fat-free.
The fat-free. So they use skim milk, but they still use fucking 13 cups of corn syrup, right? Is that what it is?
All I know is it's fat-free.
Okay, if I'm the barrister, as you like to call them, order it. Okay, hi. Welcome to Starbucks.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to have a venti... fat-free strawberries and cream Frappuccino.
Okay. What color cock would you like with that? Goes good with the black one. Frank, that is a pretty fucking lame drink to get for a grown man.
But let me get to my point. I have about maybe 5 or 6 Frappuccino cups that I threw in my back seat that still have the milk residue in it.
Oh,
and the smell is fucking atrocious in my car. It just stinks of fucking sour milk. And I'm sitting there suffering driving with the fucking sour milk smell because I don't feel like throwing the fucking things out.
What? Do you have a cup holder in your car?
Of course. I have a 2001 Mercury Sable. Of course I do.
Yeah. And you know what? Sophie looks like more of a dog than your car looks like a car. It's fucking terrible.
How the hell would you know what my car looks like?
I was just in it.
Oh, that's right.
Why can't you just keep, shut the fuck up. Why can't you just keep the cup in the cup holder when you're done? And when you get out, take it with you and throw it in the garbage. Why do you have to fucking throw it behind
you?
Because
when I'm done drinking it, it only takes me about 30 seconds to drink a Fenty Frappuccino, you know.
Then why drive up? Just go get it, chug it, and get back out in the car. And then leave the garbage there. Because you have a problem, Frank. You're turning your car into a fucking health hazard by having fucking black mold spores just working.
No!
Can you just not do that? You know what? You know how you like ejaculate laughter? Like you fucking your left eye twitches as your right one closes and you just start laughing. And then you start apologizing and then feeling really, really self-aware. And you put your pants back on and go eat a snack. Can you not fucking laugh like that? You are turning your car into a goddamn environmental hazard. Especially because you always use the air. You always use the AC, even in the fucking winter. Why don't you just take it out of the goddamn cup holder and put it in a garbage can when you get out of the car? What's so hard about
it? I put it in the cup holder, I drive off, and I don't have – there's not a fucking garbage can on I-95, dumb fuck face.
So wait. You're telling me you accumulate 6 of these in one car trip?
No, but what happens is I'll drink it, and then I'll take off from the place to go on the highway, and then when I'm done, I throw it in the back seat. Yeah. I throw it in the back seat on the floor.
Okay, get this crazy scenario that I'm suggesting to you to make life easier and maybe make your life smell a little better. You finish your drink in 35 seconds. You put the empty cup in the cup holder, forget about it until you get out of the car, which isn't in the middle of 95, and take the car or the cup to a garbage can and dispose of it.
I can't. Let me tell you why I can't. A venti is the largest of all drinks.
Yeah.
So what happens is when you put it in the cup holder, I have, you know, the cup holder right in the middle, right to the right of me. It's too high. It's in the way. It's in the way when I'm doing things. You know.
How many cups do you have? How many cup holders do you have? How many cup holders do you have that are not used as change purses?
There's
2?
One, I think there's,
okay, here's your solution. Get
2, I don't know.
Get 2 talls. Then you'll have 2 cups that you can throw out. They won't be tall enough to get in your way. And then you don't have to forget about them because you're such a fucking disgusting animal that you just throw them in the back and never remember to get them out. Even if you threw them in the back, what's stopping you from going there, opening the back door, getting the garbage, and just bringing it inside to the garbage can? What's stopping you? What's fucking wrong with you is what I want to
know.
You know
what kind of garbage cans I like the most is the ones that have
like 4 wheels and a Mercury logo on them, you fucking dumbass. All you do is throw the shit in the back seat and you turn your car. Your vehicle is a fucking garbage can.
Listen to me.
What?
It's the garbage cans that stick out so that you don't have to – you could just – it's like
they
a,
have like the little gooseneck one.
And, yeah, is
and
that what they call
and
they're the
never. I've never seen an empty one. They are always chock full of just random shit, like brown bags full of fucking car garbage, like receipts, napkins, straw, paper. For you, obviously, stray fries, stray pubes, stray lettuce pieces from your Wendy's.
I have a lot of, you know, like as you mentioned, straw wrappers, equal packets all over my car.
Yeah.
So what I do sometimes is I just open the windows up all the way down if I'm on the interstate or something.
You don't.
And they fucking fly out the window. So it just cleans.
Your
my
fucking,
car cleans out by itself.
It cleans out. It cleans out because you're littering. Frank, let me bring this up. In the chat room on heroestalk.com, where all of our fantastic live listeners they contribute to the show and chat and do a wonderful thing. They commit miracles every week. Barb has suggested that the reason you're not bringing the garbage in out of the car is because you're afraid that Donna will find out exactly how much you're eating and how bad it is for you.
You know, that's pretty...
She'll see your fribble shake from Friendly's, and she'll say some shit about you needing to lose weight, and you'll lose it. You don't want to hear it. Is there any truth to this?
You know what? Maybe subconsciously there is some truth to that. I will agree to that. But there are occasions where I'll just take the garbage and throw it on my front lawn. And that's what Donna. I swear to God, I will throw the garbage in the front lawn because I don't fucking feel like throwing it. I don't have a bag, so I'm sick of looking at it, so I'll throw it in the front lawn. And then Donna yells at me like I'm living like a fucking animal by throwing the garbage in the front lawn.
You have sidewalks? Do you have sidewalks?
Yes.
Are you hoping that like you can just pull up and be like, "Oh, you fucking kids!"
No, what I do is I'll throw it on the front lawn. Then when I come back at the end of the day, I figure I'll throw it out. Oh. But then she sees it, she picks it up and just yells at me for littering on the front lawn.
See that? That might be the biggest sign of laziness I've ever seen. You don't want to fucking throw it out because you don't want to get off your fucking ass.
You have a front lawn, right?
Yes, I have a front lawn.
You live
lawn.
In suburbia.
I do.
Now, say you come home from work or something, sure. And you see like a candy bar wrapper, you know, at the edge of your front lawn. Okay, yeah. It's on the other side of your lawn, but not on the other side of the driveway. Would you go and walk a few steps to pick it up, or would you just say fuck it, let the wind take it?
I would absolutely pick it up.
Let
me tell you something that I did, okay, Frank? And you would never in a million fucking years do this. And what I'm about to say could be. Threw out a twisty tie, and I'd still be correct. But it's not even that. It's a lot bigger than that, Frank. Garbage day. Neighbors put out a bag of garbage. It was a very windy day. I get home. I see a bag of garbage in my backyard. I pick it up. I take it over to their fucking, you know, mailbox. I put it out there. Not only that, I see little Chinese packets from Chinese food that they must have had all blown into my yard. Pick them up, put them in a bag, throw them out. I can't have random fucking garbage on my lawn. I don't want to look like a fucking piece of shit. So I would never, ever take my car garbage and deposit it for 12 hours on my front lawn with the intention of picking it up, or at least with the false intention of lying to myself saying, I'll pick that up when I get back. Because you're never going to do it. You're hoping the wind fucking takes it away. I hope Donna duct tapes it all to the fucking lawn so it stays there. Every little Taco Bell torn open mild sauce, every little fucking Wendy's wrapper, everything. You can't let that shit stay there. Do you have any fucking pride?
I used to have pride, but... I've owned a house since 97, you know, not you know, altogether. And after the first few years, I just don't give a fuck anymore. I was not meant to be a homeowner. I should be living in an apartment somewhere.
And let's say you lived in an apartment. You're still going to have garbage. Where are you going to put it? You're going to now throw it on the common area or the fucking front steps and be like, well, that's that. That's it. Fuck it. It belongs to the complex now. Frank, you need to fucking like what's the bit? Why don't you just put a garbage can in front of your garage? So that when you walk out, you have your car garbage, you throw it out, you walk into the house. What's the big fucking deal? You go to Home Depot to buy fucking soft drinks, maybe pick up a garbage can while you're there. You won't do it. Why won't you do it?
I don't have the motivation.
Frank, you might need to consider putting yourself down. You might need to be laid onto that table and gently talk yourself into oblivion. They'll put something in your veins. You'll just go right to sleep, and then your heart will stop, and you'll never have to throw out another piece of garbage ever again. God! Is it really that big of a fucking deal to clean up after yourself? Is it? Is it because Donna does everything for you? Is it because I'm guessing, Frank. I'm just gonna guess. Your parents did everything for you.
Well, what it is my mommy did everything for me.
What about the outside shit? Like cleaning up the grass, keeping a good edge on the fucking sidewalk. Your dad did that for you too, right? Because your dad gave a shit about the house. Your dad. Oh my god, I can't. What do you think? If you were able to tell your dad right now that, hey, yeah, you know, I cleaned out the car. Oh, how'd you do it? I just threw the shit out on the front lawn and hoped it to go away. I'm guessing someone will get to it. He wouldn't be pleased with that, would he? You shouldn't be pleased with that. What if Luke started doing it? Frank, you're his biggest influence right now. You're his male role model. And by living your life the way you are, you're teaching him that it's quite all right to associate with anonymous internet gamers and to just throw trash wherever you may be.
Did he tell me? I don't know if I mentioned last week what he said as he was playing GT Fee 4. Did I tell you that? GT 4.
Oh, GT 4. No, you didn't tell me. I actually didn't think he was still playing it.
He said, "Is it okay if I go to the strip club with little Jacob?"
Now I bet you he knows what it means. He's probably figured it out after playing it for days straight.
I mean, he doesn't know what a strip club is, but...
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that.
It's a place where you walk in and scantily clad 3D models are dancing around fucking drunken socks.
But the ones in GT4, they're wearing bathing suits. They're not naked.
Yeah, they're wearing bathing suits. They're also dancing on tables as people throw money at them, and they drink drinks.
Now, you don't know how difficult it is for me. I have to whisper now because he's in the other room.
He's 7 years old. At 7 years old, I was doing the let's see how late I can stay up because maybe I'll see boobs on HBO. I was definitely
at
doing
seven?
That. At seven, yes.
No, not at seven.
Of course.
7, you're in first grade.
Fuck yeah.
Listen to me. GT4, as you know, has what's called expansion packs. Okay.
Okay.
So there's in addition to the regular story with Miko,
and it's an expanded story. Yes.
Right. There's two other additional stories with different missions. One is the Legend of Gay Tony, and there's another one. I forget what it's called, but I bought them. Okay.
Why did you just fucking whisper like that?
Because I don't want him to hear. Because he doesn't know I have them. It's killing me not to give them to him because he would love these new missions. He would love them, and it's difficult. And I'm just holding back giving him these new missions because it's really hard for me to give them to him. I have them hidden in a drawer in the foyer, and only my two daughters know about it. But I says, don't tell Luca.
Do they play them?
No, they don't play them either. But it's killing me not to break this thing out.
Oh, you told the other kids though.
Yeah,
not good.
Well, they won't tell them.
That's leverage. Anything you know that another kid doesn't know is leverage, and you will hold it over them to ensure that you stay the more favored or more knowledgeable kid. If you know something that your brother or sister doesn't know, and they piss you off, they're like, oh, well, I guess you don't know about those extra levels on Grand Theft Auto. What? Oh, nothing. Nothing. That's what they'll do. They obviously are going to do that. That's just how it is, Frank. You know that.
To
address PFM in the chat room who's saying that I was waiting for the obligatory nude scene in Dream On, you don't know how fucking right you were. I had to sit through all those fucking dumb TV flashback scenes just at the hope that I would see some terrible 80s tits with those fucking dumb 80s haircuts. And they would be in the underwear that goes above the fucking belly button. yeah.
My mother would wear those underwear.
Yes, and it was a sight, quite a sight. So he doesn't know about it. The other kids know about it. Frank, he's gonna find out, and he's going to play them, but without you knowing, and you'll find out, and you'll feel like your trust has been betrayed.
But it was almost like we would play these missions, and we would bond by doing these missions together.
Wow, doing something with your son bonds you with him.
Yes,
amazing. Too bad it's not baseball or playing catch or teaching him about nature, or maybe saying, hey, don't throw that on the front lawn. Do as I say, not as I obviously do because I'm lazy. It doesn't have to be a video game, Frank. You know, you
obviously
could...
not. He's signed up for basketball.
Oh, really? Are you gonna play with him? You gonna take him to the park, shoot some hoops?
Yeah, absolutely.
When's the last time you fucking handled the basketball?
We have a basketball hoop in our backyard.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I would destroy you.
I'd fucking rip your fucking teeth out.
I'll play you in, next time I see you. I'll play you in a game of OUT. How about that?
Fine.
You up for this challenge?
Yeah.
What are you willing to do if I win?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
How about you be a fucking human that I'm not ashamed to know?
Yeah. How about what you asked me to do in the car the other night? You asked me to jerk you off.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what you would say.
You sick fuck.
Yeah. And you go, what are you doing? What are you doing? You were like testing the waters.
Sick son of a bitch.
Well, you were fucking pawing at that goddamn fucking phone while you were driving and nonstop. So you parked in a parking space at a diner.
How funny was it when I told Ed to go to a diner that no longer existed?
Yeah. We went to a place to eat after Alki's wake, and we were going to go to this one spot, I guess, that you picked. You just picked a place out of the blue.
Yeah.
And we were going to, just shoot the shit and get a fucking diner burger and then head back and hang with everybody for a bit. And you told him to go to this place. First, you gave him the exact wrong directions. You sent him maybe 20 minutes out of his way. And then when he got there, it was a fucking, it was like 1946 in Germany. Just a shell of a fucking building. There was rubble and like half a sign of what used to be. I think, it burned down or they knocked it down? You can't, the fact that we don't know is a testament to how bad it was. So, you took
us. Is McGrath with us tonight? Do you know offhand?
I'm not sure if he is with us. You mean like with us?
No,
or?
No. And, listening.
No, he's not. He hasn't commented yet.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah, he's not around. He doesn't need to listen every time either. You know that, right?
No, I just wanted to see what his reaction was.
Do you feel like a void in your soul that he's not hearing you say anything?
No. Remember, he what was that thing he said?
Oh, do you want me to recall something? Because whenever I think of Ed, I think of...
When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath.
Or whores. Either one. Yeah, I don't know, Frank. I just don't fucking know. So I've been trying to get outside. I've been trying to do more shit. I've been walking the dog around. And today, I had that awkward conversation with the guy where I refused to comment back about his dog. I didn't reciprocate on the compliment. I think he took it the wrong way, but, I'm not just... if I tell somebody that their dog is nice, means their fucking dog is nice. I'm not gonna lie about some fucking rescue pet. Sorry. It's got to have a goddamn personality. And one thing I noticed, Frank, there were a couple older ladies who had their hair done up real nice, like they were going to a thing. Like the type of old lady that won't leave the house unless they look like the way they have to look. And they were walking in the opposite direction, and as I passed them, just a fucking waft of that old lady perfume. You know what I'm talking about? That
like Windsong?
It could be, or like a white diamond. I don't know. What the fuck is that? It's like a powder, almost like a urinal cake smell. It's really fucking obnoxious. And every old lady smells like that. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's just hideous. And after I passed one, maybe 20 minutes later, there was another lady, completely different. I remembered. And same exact thing. Maybe a little more Port-a-John water-ish to it, though. And what I want to know is, I remember in my college days going to, the girl dorms and the smells in the hallways like fucking fresh cut fruit and like nice, pleasing, almost like delectable aromas. And at what point does it cross over in a woman's life where she smells like fucking like a goddamn
Well, I think as they get older, the women will buy less expensive perfume.
You think that's what it is?
They'll buy the perfume when you get older that you can get at Walgreens or something like that, like Winsong or Estee Lauder.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they...
Or Shalimar.
Shalimar is being typed. Casey just put in Shalimar. Jean Nate. I don't know. I'm sorry. Urinal Cake by Calvin Klein. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was fucking terrible. It's really bad. I just want to know what's the median scent. Like, it can't just go from fucking like fresh mango, sangria smell to fucking men's bathroom like at the flick of a switch. It can't. What's Frank? What do you think the middle scent is on that fucking spectrum of women's scent? Where I guess they lose their sense of smell. They become smant, because I don't know the word for it. I think that older women and Bill Pullman have been stricken smant. They've been smanted, and they can no longer smell. What do you think the middle
of that is? I think it's a combination of mango and cinnamon.
Like a holiday decoration?
Yes. Yes.
Like that fucking cardboard bin of those pine cones. that pungent cinnamon, Christmas cinnamon odor.
Oh, my God.
That might be it. What are you saying, oh, my
you
God?
You should hear me. Like, Jesus Christ.
What? Hello, Frank? Are you there? Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on, but now, Frank, I can't hear him. So this is perfect. Very good. It's probably about that time that I fess up. We're using Skype to patch Frank in. And maybe that's a bad thing. Because in this day and age of video conferencing, I don't know why we're not fucking around with the greatest, the original and best. Okay? ICU2. It's ICU2. What you need to do is go to ICU2.com and instantly you'll be connected with people from all over the goddamn fucking globe. Think of a place, any place. Look at the world map, throw a dart. Do they have internet connection? Are they in China? Are they in a nation that is not fucking afraid of people that want to show their dick on camera? Well, if they are, they're probably on ICU2 right now, showing their dick with every word they type, or their titties, or their fucking, I just got out of the gym and I got sweat under my titties, like that fucking set of titties, where their gray shirt has just two fucking darker gray half moons under their fucking tits. They might be on ICU2, and it's free to try. You can be on there and see their sweaty fucking tit shirts. Just go to ICU2.com. That's ICU2.com. Download it. Put it on your fucking computer, and you'll be rolling with the originators of video conferencing. People that were there on the forefront, our friends and our supporters. ICU2. Come on, people. Come on. I don't know what the fuck's going on with Frank, but we're having a little bit of a technical glitch. What you heard, I think, before he hung up was some kind of a feedback. I guess it was my connection feeding back through his fucking internet connection, and it's not working for him. I'm unable to reach him. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I think I may as well just give him a call and see if he'll answer the fucking phone. I don't know if he will. I don't know. But we'll see. Hopefully, he doesn't let it go to voicemail. We'll see.
Yeah, my internet connection went down.
It did? What happened? Did you accidentally pull the wire out again?
No, I'm it out and put it back in and see if it regenerates. So give me a second.
Oh, my God. This is a fucking disaster. Wait, did he hang up? He just hung up. He literally just hung up on me. I was going to mic him up through the fucking phone. His internet connection is gone again. And, you know, he did a pretty good job. But maybe a few of you who've been listening to the show were able to catch on to the tone in his voice. It's very similar to a parent who doesn't know where their child is. It's that kind of panic. When he sees those fucking lights on the modem moving in sequence and one of them doesn't light, there's a fucking thick bead of sweat that goes down that bald fucking head. Like he's got to cut the correct wire. I'm going to just keep trying him and see if we can get him back. His whole life depends on his fucking internet connection. So it's goddamn scary. And I don't know why he doesn't just get a fucking backup plan. An air card, an alternate fucking internet connection. I don't know. It says we're connect. Frank, are you there? No. No, sir. No, sirree. Oh, back. Wait, you're back.
Yeah, just I don't know what happened. I just went out and I told to pull the router back out and put it back in, and then it just went up again. So
wow, how frightened were you?
I was not frightened at all because that happens
bullshit.
Periodically.
Oh, it happens periodically. What's the period that you're willing to let it go where you don't? Panic?
If it was like that tomorrow morning, I'd have a panic attack.
It wasn't always that long of a period, though. Have you worked up to that where like you'd let it go for the night?
There have been times like a lot of times, like maybe like during the night it'll go out, but I know it's not me. Like when I cut the wire a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
that's when I almost died.
Yeah, yeah,
because I knew it was. But when you have something like if there's an outage or something, I know it's not me.
Yeah.
I know it's probably an outage in the area, so I'm not that worried about it because I know it's something that they're going to take care of.
Oh,
and
so
working
all
on.
Your clients are in the area and they'll also be out too, right?
Well, no, because they're in different states.
Oh, so they'll probably have internet access.
Yeah.
And so what they'll probably do is they'll get a bounce back on your email and they'll say, well, I guess he's done. I guess he quit. So we'll have to find somebody else.
Right. No, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Why?
Because that scares me.
Oh, it scares me. Frank, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Maybe you need a hobby to calm you down. You ever think of that? And you could probably bring your...
You know what? I tried hobby. You know, I don't. I was never a hobby person. I was never a coin person or a stamp person or blah, blah, blah. I was never a woodworking person or a... I never had any interest in hobbies, although I would like to.
What about something useful? I mean, like, obviously, coin collecting, stamp collecting, who gives a fuck? You're wasting your life.
Right.
Sorry to all the fucking stamp collectors and coin collectors out there listening to this podcast. But I assure you, you are truly wasting your life in something that will probably get thrown out after you've gone, after you're dead. The people that have decided that you've wasted your life are related to you and not related to you because they are everybody except you and other coin collectors. Your work and your passion will be discarded or put into an arcade machine or used to get fucking slime at a fucking bubblegum machine at a Target. Anyway, something useful, Frank. Like, you said woodworking, you've never been that guy. Well, you've never been anything. You've never had any hobbies.
No hobbies whatsoever.
So why don't you just pick one and go with it? Why don't you try to, like, grow some vegetables?
I mean, when I was a teenager, I played the drums for a few years.
You should do that again, too. You still have a passion for that. You quelled it.
I went on a drum jam with Charlie.
Oh, Time Man?
Pardon me?
We know each other.
Okay. And I didn't have the same. I was very rusty. I didn't have the it. You know, I haven't played in 20 years, and I didn't have.
That's
the
not true because you played at Dominic's house.
For 30 seconds?
Yeah, he looked at you and he said, "You're way too old to touch my fucking sticks."
Is that what he said? I don't remember.
Yeah, and
but I used to have calluses. I mean, my fingers were just totally covered in calluses.
You should get back to that stage. You're probably very good. Would you say you were good?
I was just an amateur. I was just you know, an amateur.
Okay,
drummer.
So would you has the sun set on you as a drummer?
I was never able to do like the rudiments. I was never able to go real fast with like the drum roll or anything like that. I just was good at like rock stuff, but I was never able to do, you know, like paradiddles.
No one expects you to be fucking Tito Puente. Okay, you know, you bang out a fucking Thunderstruck. Something like that. Something
like
fun.
Like you taught yourself to play guitar, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I learned some chords and I learned some fucking finger picking techniques that
I'm not good
at.
Why did you ever decide to take professional lessons?
Never got around to it. I figured I'd try to teach myself as much as I could. And then I thought I might go and get some lessons, and then I never did. I just never did. The thing about it, Frank. Do you see yourself drumming again, or do you need something else?
No, I don't see myself. No. When you're young, when you're in like a grammar school or whatever, there's certain instruments that are effeminate. Like, you know, for a schoolboy to play the clarinet was effeminate.
It's not effeminate.
Effeminate.
No.
Effeminate means girlish. Effeminate. So it was effeminate to.
It's not effeminate. Feminine. Just fucking feminine. Jesus Christ. Why do you say
it's effeminate?
No, it's
effeminate.
No, it's not. It's feminine. It's just feminine. It's either feminine or masculine, right? One of the two.
There's
not
effeminate somewhere in there.
Effeminate.
Is it effeminate? Is the same as effeminate?
Oh my God. You know what, Frank? All this to get you to call the oboe gay, really?
No, but there were certain instruments as a kid that were a little effeminate, like the clarinet, the violin. You know, for a boy to play those instruments.
Unless you're Indian. I don't think there's an Indian kid alive who didn't play the fucking violin.
Okay. I always wish I had learned how to play the piano. But back then, when you were, if you were.
That was not a feminine thing to do.
Oh, in grammar school, it was effeminate to play the piano.
Why? Who says?
It was a feminine instrument.
Who says? Those fucking, those goddamn twinks playing a trombone.
You play the trumpet, right?
I did play the trumpet.
Could you still play?
I might be able to do it. I don't really
know. Do you have a trumpet still or no?
Yeah, but it's at my parents' house. I haven't played it in fucking
because
years.
The problem is when you play it.
I wasn't even good at it then.
When you play the drums. The is the only instrument I know of where you really can't play a. I mean, you could play a song, but like you could play with a guitar or piano. You could play a song without any other instruments. You know what I'm saying? You could without any other accompaniment. You could utilize just a guitar or piano. But with drums, you need another instrument in order to make a melody. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, unless you get a nice spackle bucket and a couple of fucking salad tongs or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, the drumsticks and a spackle bucket. You can make a nice melody. You just lift that thing up with your one foot, put it back down, fucking do a little spin move, and then slam the sticks down right on top of it, put them on the ground, and fucking thank everybody for their time and do the same exact thing again. You could do that. But you played the drums from the get-go, and you liked it starting
yes,
off, right?
Yes, from so you would 1984
say if you, yeah.
To 1988.
Wouldn't you think that maybe since Luke is seven, he's 7 years old, he's kind of got some good hand-eye coordination because he plays these games. Maybe you should probably get him started on playing something because
I wanted my daughter, my middle daughter, to play guitar because she's always walking around, you know, playing air guitar. But she said she doesn't want to take lessons. So you can't force the kids to do it if they don't want to.
Well, have you ever asked Luke,
yes.
If you wanted to play an instrument?
Yes.
What did you offer to him?
I says, do you want to take up a musical instrument that you could learn? And he says, no. You can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah, but if you said, do you want to learn how to play some rock and roll drums so you can get some fucking easy pussy in high school? He might be like, you mean like the pussy I see in the strip club in the video game you let me play, even though I'm less than fucking 13? Sure. But you just make it sound musical instrument, like he's going to be playing a fucking Stradivarius in a very stuffy environment. I guarantee you, if you put that fucking drum set you have out, just put it out there.
Of course, it'll be a novelty, of course. But the drum set I have is outdated. Don't you understand what I'm saying? It's from 1984. It's outdated.
What do you mean outdated?
It's outdated.
I don't understand.
It's outdated. There's new drums.
Does it have a bass drum?
Yeah.
Does it have a snare drum? Are there any toms or cymbals?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple of drumsticks and a stool?
Yeah.
It's not outdated. It's a fucking drum set. What are you? It's not aerodynamic enough for you? Like, what the fuck? What does it fucking
nowadays,
need?
Drum sets are electronic. You know, you could like turn them lower or higher or whatever. You know, nobody really uses the regular drums anymore.
Yeah, but you have them, is what I'm saying. You have them.
I'm not going to my crawl space to get those fucking things. I don't know what's back there.
You scared?
I don't go back there. You know that.
You scared?
I'm a scared.
You're a scared? I don't know, Frank. I mean, well, what do you want to do? Why don't you learn something? Why don't you try? Here's something you could do with all your kids. It's not like just a boy thing. Why don't you fucking plant a garden of vegetables and see if you can get anything out of it?
Because
you're old and Italian.
That, then you know the animals are going to eat the vegetables, and then I don't want to eat the vegetables that their mouths were on.
That's why you wash them.
You have a tomato garden, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I kind of do.
What does that mean? You kind
of
do.
I bought a couple of tomato plants, four to be exact. Two Roma, two cherry. They're taking off, Frank. They're fucking doing so great. I water them day and night. I look at them, and you know what? When I have my dog out there occasionally, I might speak to the plants a little bit. I might say some things to the plants. They say, you know, you talk to plants, they grow. So I say something to them every now and then. And I would water them, and I was very happy. I took pictures of them. I showed pictures off. And so today, after I walk the dog at the park, I go over to water my fucking tomato plants like Danny Aiello. I had a dirty white undershirt on and fucking jeans and black socks. And I'm walking in the fucking grass. And I go get my fucking hose. And I look, and they're like one of the main stalks of like every plant has been fucking decimated, except for one of the plants. I have
by an animal, you think?
Either that or because there's no trace of it. Something is eating it. So if it's not an animal, it's a goddamn fucking unsavory neighbor. It's obvious. It's got to be a deer. So the plants are still good. I mean, they're still there, and they're going to be growing, and they have flowers on them, and they're germinating, I guess. They're turning into tomatoes. So I need to get rid of the deer. I need to keep the deer away, Frank. So I took some action in an effort to keep the deer away. I took my fucking pants down and I pissed all around the garden. I made chocolate milk. I made chocolate milk all around the fucking garden. Our buddy Dan.
From NorCal.
Our buddy Dan.
Is that a legitimately a deterrent?
I don't know, but it kind of felt good because it's like if you're gonna eat my fucking tomatoes, I'm gonna piss on them. And I didn't piss on them; I pissed around them. I tried to make a fucking like a wall of piss. And you know, I got news for you. I don't really have hedges or anything to block the view. So if anybody wanted to get a good peek of what I got. They could have done it then. I was so furious. I guess that's how I naturally react to anger, is I piss on things. So, yeah, I pissed
off. What happened to the fly landing on a toilet bowl seat?
What are you talking about?
What happened to the fly that landed on the toilet bowl seat?
I don't know.
It got pissed off.
Wait, is this like a joke you're doing now? Or?
I just did the joke.
Oh. Hey, you know, speaking of lame shit that no one likes, didn't you have something for the show that you wanted to bring up, some interesting point? Something about human attraction?
Oh, yes.
Now, you had brought this up, right?
Right, right. About the sexual thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, you wanted to discuss this. Yes. So frame it to me again. You gave me the broad strokes, but I want to really get into this.
I'm very proud of myself for coming up with this because it's sort of a Seinfeldian thing.
It's a what?
A Seinfeldian thing.
Seinfeldian?
Yeah, Seinfeldian.
Okay. Yeah, Seinfeldian.
People want to get turned on so that they can get off. People want to get turned on so that they can get turned off. People want to get turned on so they can get off. Isn't that – think about that. People, they want to get turned on so that they can get off. I mean, think about it. It's an on or off.
I don't get it.
People want to get turned on so that they can get off.
So you're saying that people want to get off.
Right. People want to get turned on in order to get off.
Do they want to get turned on or would they rather get off?
Well, you have to get turned on before you can get off.
But, like, to be honest, at any given point in the day, I don't care if I get turned on. It just happens. And when I do, I want to get off.
But
right?
You have to – there's no way to get off without getting turned on. It's impossible.
Well, I don't know if you remember a certain person named Jimmy Spickle who had an admirer named Jessica Fan. They weren't remotely turned on, but they sure as fuck got off right to the fucking toilet. They came soft for him, and that soured Jimmy Spickle on
and
talking
the whole thing
for
about
years.
The expression "get off" that wasn't around. I mean, that's only been around for the last 15 years.
No, it isn't.
No, when you were in high school, they didn't say "get off."
Shut the fuck up, Frank. No.
Hey, fuck you,
Frank.
They didn't say that when I was in high school. You get off. They didn't say that back then.
You know how back when you were young in the 70s, people probably would say, "Hey. We need to give him his propers," which was his proper respect, and then they turned that into props later on. Well, get off is probably derived from get your rocks off.
Oh, wow. I never realized
you are,
that.
So you had this whole fucking thing in your head, and you never even thought to maybe take a fucking sidestep to think of where your dumb fucking point came from? And you're acting as though it's something completely new. You have to get on to get off. Frank, when you walked into your little fucking rat nest of an office and the lights were not on, it's a dark room, what did you do?
Turned them on.
You turned the lights on. When you leave and go to bed at who knows whatever time, you're probably going to turn them off. The lights got to get on to get off. It's not a big fucking trick. To get off, you have to have been on.
Right. But what I'm saying is you have to be impressed by my analogy.
I don't have to because I'm not. What is there that's so thought-provoking about that?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay, someone is turned on and they want to come. Yeah, been there. Feel you. What else?
Whatever.
No, you think really high. Like, you thought so high of this. You thought so highly of this that you called it Seinfeldian.
Right, right, right.
It's really highbrow and witty, and there's more to it than you might originally encounter.
Right,
so,
right.
So maybe I'm a little thick. What is there that I'm not scratching? I'm scratching the surface, Frank. I'm not getting it.
The thing is, the whole on and off type of thing.
You got to get on.
You
want to
get on. Let's get on. Everybody get on. Let's get on.
Everybody? Whoa, everybody's got to get on.
Right, you got to get on.
What kind of shit are you into here? Everybody's got to get on for you to get off?
You can shit on my parade all you want. I like what I think of
it. Would that get you off if I shat on your parade?
No, is shat a word for real?
I don't know. I've just been kind of using it as the past tense of shit. You sit or you have sat. Right?
I understand.
So why not shit
and
shat?
If it was a legitimate word or if it's just slang.
I think it might have been a slang that I think if it hasn't been adopted, it will be. It's one of those fucking things. Frank, I know that you're a fan of Jackass, and this is old news, but it's not really the reporting of Ryan Dunn's death
right.
that we're trying to do.
Yes, I liked Jackass, and I yeah.
And you heard that he has he died, right?
I heard he died. I didn't know the guy's name until you mentioned it to me yesterday. So
Ryan Dunn.
Okay.
He died from drunken driving.
Is that proved?
I believe it is.
Okay. Fine.
So you enjoyed the movies. You probably enjoyed the TV show.
Yes.
Do you feel any kind of loss?
Well, you got to realize, until you mentioned his name and I looked to see what his picture was, then I recognized who he was, but I didn't know the guy's name. So I really don't feel any loss because I didn't know who the person was. But as far as him dying because he was drinking.
Yeah. There's a lot of fans out there, and I'm friends with a bunch of people that really enjoyed him. And I thought he was a funny guy. You might remember from the first Jackass movie, I think he was the one that had the car in his ass when he got the x-ray.
No, that was not him. That was a Bam.
Are you sure about that?
I'm quite positive.
I don't think you're right.
But the three breakout stars.
I don't think you're right. No, hold on. No, you said it was Bam. Who had the car in his ass?
I remember seeing Bam in the TV show with the car in his ass, and they were doing
It was in the movie. It's Ryan Dunn sticks the toy car in his ass.
But Bam did it in the TV show.
Well, I don't give a shit. I said in the movie. So you can't tell me I'm fucking wrong.
Hey, fuckface, listen to me.
Eat shit, you dumb bastard. You watched the movie. You probably laughed at the fucking scene.
Keep your trap shut. The three breakout stars of that television show were obviously Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O.
Sure.
And probably Bam Margera. They're probably the three most recognizable. Would you agree with that?
I would say so, but keep in mind, Ryan Dunn also had a reality show.
On his own?
Yes, thank you.
I was not aware of that.
Oh. Well, what I'm getting at, Frank, is that a lot of my friends were posting tweets about how, like, rest in peace, can't believe you died, it's terrible, blah, 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 blah. And then I saw one of them, 95 Sports, Matty Fridays. He wrote, "Why is everybody eulogizing a guy who drove drunk and put people in danger and killed himself? I don't get it." Blah, blah, blah. And he made a lot of jokes about how, he burned up and he was badly burned and whatever. You want to make, celebrity jokes? Who gives a shit? But like, he couldn't understand why people would eulogize someone that they might have enjoyed. And he says, "Well, he drove carelessly. He drove drunk. He doesn't deserve this." Blah blah blah. And it instantly brought me back to you, because you're the type of person that I could have told you, "Oh yeah, remember the guy from Jackass the movie who shoved the car in his?" You probably would have said, "Oh yeah, it was great." "Well, he died." "Oh my God, really?" And then I would tell you he drove drunk, and you instantly damn him to hell.
I can't feel sorry for somebody who died as a result of driving drunk. It's difficult for me to feel sorry for that person.
Really?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could say it's difficult too, but I also know what you truly said. And in your heart of hearts, it was vicious. It was vicious and cruel. And I think if you were as famous as Roger Ebert, perhaps Bam Margera would have come after you. Did you hear about this? Did you hear
this?
Roger Ebert posted something snippy, and Bam Margera wrote, "I just lost my best friend. I've been crying hysterical for a full day, and piece of shit Roger Ebert." Something you don't really hear every day. Piece of shit Roger Ebert has the gall to put his two cents about a jackass driving drunk, and his is one fuck you. I don't even know what that
means. Did Ebert respond to what he said?
Hold on. Bam Margera finished off. He polished off this tweet attack on Roger Ebert with, "Millions of people are crying right now. Shut your fat fucking mouth." Now. Shut your fat fucking mouth to sock puppet Roger Ebert. Is that really appropriate?
Well,
is that appropriate?
No. I think his mouth is always open.
Yeah, he can't shut it. And it was his fingers that did the damage, after all.
That is true.
He kind of looks like Bunsen from the Muppet Babies. I don't know. Yeah, I'm pissed off
at Roger Ebert because he never responded. I tweeted him and he never responded.
What did you write to him?
If I compliment a celebrity and they don't respond, I don't.
Oh, I see. It. You wrote at Roger Ebert or whatever the fuck his name is. Love the gums. Nice gums.
No, I just complimented him on something, and he didn't say thank you to me, so I unfollowed him. Same thing with that other guy, David Koechner. I complimented him, he didn't respond, so fuck him, I unfollow him.
Now, I think that you just want celebrity friends on you want verified celebrity friends on Twitter.
I want to have a little contest with you.
And to be honest, going after David Koechner is kind of like the low-hanging fruit, and you still got turned down. Nobody's fucking pining for a friendship with David Koechner.
Well, that's the whole beauty of it. I thought that if I and this guy, he's not even a verified celebrity.
Oh, he isn't.
Okay. No.
Oh, so he might not even be him.
So I thought that if I complimented somebody who was on the a quasi celebrity,
you were going to say cuss as if he was about to explode on the scene. He has been obscure for fucking 35 years.
Right. I figured
he was like the seventh credit on fucking Waiting. He was a manager,
right? So I figured if I credited a quasi celeb, this son of a bitch would appreciate that. And the son of a bitch didn't even fucking say thank you. So I unfollowed him.
What did you say to him? Bill Brasky.
He was on Saturday Night Live for one season. Okay.
Yeah.
Him and what's his face?
David Koechner.
No, who's the other guy? Will Ferrell. They both started Saturday Night Live in the same year.
Sure.
And obviously, we know what happened to Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
David Koechner, you know, he had some mired success with Judd Apatow films or whatever.
Whatever.
You know, I complimented the son of a bitch. I says the last episode. I remember the last episode of Saturday Night Live he was in. He played a guy going to the electric chair, and I thought that was a classic bit. So I complimented because I had just seen it like on E Channel. They played a reruns or whatever. So I saw it. I says I thought that was classic or whatever. The fucker didn't even respond to me.
Yeah.
So I gave him a fucking compliment that nobody probably ever gave him before, and so he didn't even respond. I unfollow him.
So you complimented.
He's dead to me.
He's dead to you. Frank, you realize what year was he in Saturday Night Live?
I believe it was 95, maybe.
So 95. That's all. The guy has been working steadily since then, and that's all you could find to compliment him on. I mean, he's been in Anchorman, Waiting, Get Smart, Austin Powers. Like, he's been in a lot of shit. Like, he has his own show, like, even though it's a web series, right? You fucking go back to 95 and say, hey, you really knocked that one out of the park back when you had any semblance of relevance.
Whatever the case
What do you
is,
want him to do? Fucking slather your bald little, head with fucking compliments?
I want to have a contest with you, No Style.
Don't call me No Style. You know how old that fucking reference is?
I forget the guy's name who did that.
You don't even know who said it.
What's his fucking name again?
It would be Fandick.
Yeah, long live Fandick.
Long live Fandick. I hope he does well. Here's the thing. I hope Fandick does a show regularly and doesn't take any more time off because the guy obviously loves doing it.
Okay.
And that's the end of that. So what do you want to have a fucking contest with
I want to have a contest with you and see who the first person can get a response with somebody from a verified Twitter account.
A verified Twitter account?
Yes.
I mean, I've already had a few. I've already had a few verified Twitter.
Who?
Gary Vaynerchuk. He is a verified Twitter account.
Right. Somebody we fucking know, okay? Somebody who's your grandmother would know, okay? Don't give me some fucking oddball fuckface.
I don't really know if my grandmother would be knowing too many more people, you know what I'm saying?
Listen. A celebrity.
Way to bring that up.
A well-known A-list celebrity.
Well, David Koechner wouldn't count.
Absolutely not. No.
Well, who the fuck would count then?
Well, you got your Steve Martins.
Steve Martin. Okay, fine. You got your Steve Martins. Who else?
You got your the guy who's married to Demi Moore.
It's almost like we have to set a list of names. Names.
Names people every day. Names some most people would the majority of the people would know.
Okay, let's quantify it that way.
Well, no, I'm thinking that you could, because anybody could just fucking scour the fucking thing and be like, well, somebody, he was on a fucking TV show. That's Adam Richman, by the way, someone who has mentioned me.
Okay. Forget it. Forget the whole fucking contest.
Well, I'm trying to make it a little bit more viable. You give a solid list of names, and it's got to be one of those fucking names.
All right. What if we come up with a set of maybe 25
Let me ask
people?
You this. Are you going to put anywhere? Are you going to even put a list together if we don't do it now?
We'll put a list of 25 people.
You're
going
to come up with 25 names.
25 well-known people and see which is the first person, me or you, to get a response from any of these fuckers.
All right, so you'll put a list on.
I'll put a list 25
you're gonna,
well-known
You're
going to
list 25 well-known actors who are verified.
And who regularly tweet.
And you'll post it on your not your Twitter, but Hear Us Talk forums or something like that, right?
Right, right.
Now, that's another thing. What if it's
our new site.
Someone who's on a movie. What about someone who's in a movie? They're in a movie. They have a speaking line.
I will pick the 25 names.
You're going to pick the 25
yes.
names. Okay. And I think that's fair because no one has ever contacted you. Because honestly, your picture is not very inviting. You're fucking.
What is my picture?
I don't know. But whenever it's you, it's a bald fucking expressionless person.
So what about you? What picture do you fucking have?
I just have my dumb face.
That one with the fucking collar that you have up. There's one with a fucking is that your Facebook one with a fucking collar?
It's a sweater that has a collar. Yeah.
Yeah, your fucking cardigan from 1982.
It's not a cardigan because it doesn't have buttons all the way down. And do you really want to talk about clothing, Frank? Because apparently your Sunday bests are the same thing people would play fucking shuffleboard at the goddamn shore. You fucking you go to a scenario where you need to be dressed up and you're wearing fucking cruise wear. Shut the fuck up. You have a nice houndstooth jacket. You didn't even fucking put that on.
Is the houndstooth is that out of style?
No. Well, I mean, not on you. It's almost like, you know, a piece of Americana. Put that thing on. Put a nice fucking button-down shirt on. Tuck it in with a belt or something like that. You don't wear a fucking seersucker and fucking clogs, whatever the fuck you had on. You really looked way too comfortable. That's the thing. Like, you were waiting for a...
I wasn't, because I don't typically dress like that.
Like, you were waiting for your turn to take the basketball shots on the fucking boardwalk.
Important thing is, I was there.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, you had the same shirt that someone would put on a snowman. just the leftover shirts. You really want to dress them up. Anyway, I'm sorry, Frank. You know I'm only fucking around, right?
Oh, I know.
There are some people that are not, and it's very mean. But I encourage you, if you encounter Frank, just be nice. You're a nice guy, Frank, and you deserve nothing but nice things.
I like to bring a smile to people's faces.
Yeah, let me know when you start doing that, you miserable fuck. Because you just told me that anything except boiling anger is fake. The only what is the realest emotion that we can experience from you? Rage, right? You'll never
yes.
fake rage. You will fake laughs. You will fake enthusiasm.
No, those impulse laughs that I do are totally genuine.
You can't just have it stop on a fucking dime.
I have that talent.
It's not talent. It's creep. You know what it is? It may be genuine, but everybody has been trained that when they encounter it, they know, oh, he's just fucking, he stopped his laugh because it's not real.
I could laugh.
That's a sarcastic laugh.
You know what? You've been
laugh.
Saying that for years, and those impulse
Everybody who funny. Hears it says it. Like, man, what a fake laugh.
Well,
man, what a fucking
I know
asshole.
What's going on inside my belly.
In your belly?
In my heart.
Yeah. Is your heart now in your belly? Jesus Christ. Well, anyway, Frank, thank you.
Are we doing our commercial for the one of the best pioneer companies of all time?
Obviously, I did the ICU2 commercial while you were having your difficulties.
I apologize.
I will remind everybody that this show is sponsored by Rorschach, and ICU2, two of our very, very best supporters. Go to ICU2.com. And for Rorschach, check out everything he has to offer at hearustalk.com/who is he? Who is he?
Will you Rorschach. Be doing your after show tonight?
I think for anybody who felt the need to come up and show up as a live listener, I will be doing a little bit of chat roulette for you on hearustalk.com. That's right. If you decide to hear the show as it's recorded every Tuesday night, maybe afterwards we'll interact with random people and make fun of them, make up songs, and generally just bullshit for way too long.
Could you stop the music for a second, or is it too late?
Yes, I can stop the music, right. Frank. I can do it for you.
Could we just, you know, call up somebody and just tell them if we did a good job, or is that no good? Are we not prepared for that?
Are you not sure if we did a good job, Frank?
I don't know if we did or not, and I want to call somebody just to ask. But if we're not prepared for that, that's fine.
Well, you know, I kind of want to. I want to know too. I mean, I honestly thought it might be good. I was kind of hoping that you would have thought it was good.
I was on the fence.
Well, we need to definitely determine this. We have to decide it. So. When we don't know, Frank, we know we always got to call our buddies, the official deciders.
Right.
Hi. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do we have a good show tonight?
Sorry?
Do we have a good show tonight? Yes or no?
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry I let you down. Thank you. Bye. Well, you know, Frank, we got to try harder next week.
Can we make it 2 out of 3?
No, we can't. I'm too ashamed. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I really, really appreciate that.
Adios!
We'll do better next time. Thank you. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download the shows. Subscribe to the podcast. Let everybody know. If you enjoyed it, maybe someone else will. Tell them about it. The best thing you can do for us. Also, Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Click like and leave a comment. Don't be an asshole. Do it. And if you're Ken Moorhead and you're pumping out content, learning the tango, and taking MMA classes, well, you already got the world by the balls. So obviously you subscribe to the show. Thank you very much, and have a good week.